Hello, everyone, and welcome to the What's Up St. Charles podcast. It's Nate.
And Nick.
And we're going to be frying up some good questions here during our podcast today, as we're going to be learning about frying wings here in St. Charles, which we have Perry Fernandez, who is the founder, as well as Naneth Villanueva Langit, who is the co-founder at Frying Wings. So welcome to the podcast, guys. Thanks for coming in today. Really appreciate the time and you guys being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. So before we get to talking about Frying Wings, let's talk about you guys a little bit. So can you tell us a little bit about yourselves? How long have you been in St. Charles for, and what are some of your favorite things to do here? Perry, we'll start with you if you're ready.
Yeah. So our store has been in St. Charles for 2 years.
Okay.
And my favorite thing about St. Charles is the Potawatomi Park.
Okay.
That's the reason why I like St. Charles, because of that park. We've been going there for the past 10 years.
Yeah.
And
it's nice because it's a short little drive from your guys' shop, too, I would imagine.
It is. A lot of our customers would walk from our store to the park.
Oh, yeah.
It's a long walk, but they walk.
Yeah, you know, a little, like, what, 10, 15-minute walk, but especially on a nice day, that's nothing, so.
Right. And that's a great picnic idea, you know, just pick up some chicken wings, go down to the park, enjoy the nature.
Yeah, it is.
So awesome. And then, Naneth, how about you? How long you've been in the area for, and maybe some of your favorite things to do here?
Yeah, the same as well, 2 years. Mm-hmm. Also, I don't know, it's just the place itself is absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, the walks on the river, like, if we feel like grabbing delicious food, it's always our go-to spot, like St. Charles is.
Yeah.
And also the bars and all this other fun stuff to do here. So we absolutely love it. There's so much to offer in St. Charles.
Yes, absolutely. And now, especially in the sense we're getting to spring and summer, now it's like warming up. It's just like completely turning around. Hopefully there's no more snow in the forecast. I'll take some rain to get the flowers blooming, but
I do agree.
You can never count out a late snow around here.
Yes. Well, and that's why, you know, we just got to, you know, keep bracing for it, but hopefully we'll have just more spring flowers. So, you know, how long have you guys been in the restaurant industry for? Since you guys have opened the shop, or did you guys have experience before that? You know, let's talk about that as well.
So there's we're a team of four.
Yeah.
Two of my other partners, they've been in the restaurant industry for over a decade. Okay. I mean, I've been in the restaurant industry for at least 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So before opening Frying Wings, we did a lot of research. So I worked at Wingstop down in St. Charles just to learn their system, how to operate, manage the store.
Yeah.
And I also tried working at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
I didn't need to. Wingstop had all the information I needed. So that's how we came up with a system.
Yeah, absolutely.
And at the same time, we needed someone with management experience, public relationship. That's how we got Naneth Villanueva onboarded.
Okay, absolutely. And then, Matt, how about you? How long have you been involved with the restaurant industry?
Well, the restaurant since we started, the industry, but more towards a manager. Management skills and all that, and finances and public relation.
Yeah,
that's what I do specialize in. I've been in that for maybe over 14 years now.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So got a wealth of experience.
Yeah,
so.
I love it. I think the most thing that I am passionate about is serving.
Yes.
Like, just in service at all. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool. So I want to talk a little bit about your recipes real quick, especially with the amount of sauces that you guys have to choose from, which is awesome. I also want to say your Carolina Gold barbecue sauce is out of this world. That's probably my personal favorite, but they're all great. So how did you come up with like the recipes for that? Was it kind of a trial and error? Were they recipes that were passed down that you knew previously?
Yes. Everything is trial and error.
Okay.
So it took us almost 5 years. Mm-hmm. So everything is made from scratch. Everything is in-house made.
Mm-hmm.
We make all the sauces before our employees walks in, but creating the sauces, it's a very chaotic experience. Mm-hmm. So let's say one day we decide to make lemon pepper.
Yeah.
So we would put out 10 lemon peppers, 10 different type of lemon peppers on the table. Some are pre-made, some are bottled, some are you know, we made it from scratch. So we would pick out of 10 sauces, we would pick 5. Okay. The next day we would pick the top 3, mm-hmm. and top 2 and then our favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After we pick our favorite, we would have friends and family to try them. If they approve, we move on. But we have to compare it with our competitor. It has to be great. If our competitor's lemon pepper is better, then we try again.
Yeah.
We do the whole process. So it's, and at the same time, let's say we pick one, we finally pick our lemon pepper. 2 years later, we found something better.
Yeah.
So we restart the whole process. Imagine having 30, well, we ended having 30 flavors.
Yes.
But we decided to stick to 15 and then make the best out of the 15 flavors.
Yeah. So every one of your sauces is going through these kind of rigorous tests, yes. Really.
Yeah. It is.
Making sure they're top as good as they can get.
It has to be great. It has to be great. The only thing that we couldn't make great is the hot buffalo.
Hot buffalo.
So we're using Frank's original hot buffalo. They're, it's everyone's favorite. I we cannot beat it. It's just really good.
It's a classic. Mm-hmm.
So we left it. You know, we just stick with Frank's and that's it. But everything else is house made. Because we want it to be different. We want it to be unique.
Yeah.
It has to be, you know, something different from the market.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So yeah, it's just the
lots of trial and error to be able to kind of get them to the point that you guys feel happy with the sauces.
Right. Even though, let's say, 3 of my partners would be happy, but I'm not happy. Yeah. I'm the guy that's so obsessed with perfection. You know, we had fight and we broke up the partnership many times because we couldn't come up with the sauce.
Got a little too spicy. Oh.
So at one point, you know, even though it took us almost 5 years to make the sauces, but it was hard until, you know, and it just all worked out.
Yeah, but I think that shows a lot for, like, you know, the passion you have for your product and making sure that the product that you put out to the customers is the very best.
The best
can
that
be.
You right. could, yes, exactly.
And one thing too that makes it hard, we don't even know if we're ever going to open a restaurant. So you're spending so much money and time creating all these sauces and not even sure if we're ever going to open a restaurant. You know, that was the one thing that my partners would tell me, like, why are we spending 2 years making the sauces? Are you sure you're gonna open a restaurant next year?
Yeah.
And I'll say, and I'll always tell them, yeah, if we're ready, we'll open.
Yes.
But if the sauce is not ready, then we'll just keep trying. So yeah. Some of them would leave. There's actually 6 of us. The 2 left because they couldn't stand it no more.
Yeah.
So we. You know, that was the chaotic part, not knowing that we're actually going to open a restaurant. We kept making sauces. We buy all this equipment and, you know, the time.
Yes.
So, like, sometimes 2 a.m. we would, because there's times I could not sleep. I just want to, it has to be, there's something missing of one of the sauces.
About it, for sure.
So I would Google it. Well, why does it taste like this? So I would Google it.
Yes.
You know, I took mentorship and all that. Mm-hmm. But finally, after almost 5 years, done. We got it.
Yes. And then now you guys opened in St. Charles. And so what made you choose St. Charles originally as, you know, why your location for the store that you guys have up on Main Street?
I think more it's, the location.
As
we said, we've just always been coming back to St. Charles. And it's an amazing community. Just coming to visit and being in it now, it's like we already knew that it was really given to us for that location.
Yeah.
And then especially for that one, it's like right before the heart of downtown as well. Like, also the location, ample parking, right?
Yeah, right.
There's no problem in parking there. And then, yeah, so, yeah, we absolutely, this is one of our few top choices of picking for St. Charles.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Cool.
Erin, I do want to go back to the sauces real quick. If I have to ask each of you guys your personal favorite sauce that you can get at Fry and Wings.
My personal favorite? Mm. I would say... I would say the Bulldog Gochujang sauce.
Okay.
It's the hardest one to make, the most expensive one. Yeah. The brand itself is very expensive, our base sauce.
Yeah.
It's spicy, it's comfortable, it's very savory. I would say that's my favorite sauce in our store, or my favorite hot sauce, you know, compared to other hot sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, hands down, salted egg.
Okay. Yeah.
Salted egg is hands down my favorite.
Yeah, that's one I haven't tried yet.
I didn't either. Promise we will let you try it when you come and visit us, because it is just a taste of it, the uniqueness of it. And to be honest, we're the only ones in the U.S. that serve it for the chicken wings. There is in the Philippines, because we're Filipino by nationality, but they don't have it anywhere else. So that's what one thing, like, off the charts, I think, is it's the savory. And the, when it's cooked and tossed on the chicken, that, like, that crispiness, it's really good. Something definitely worth trying.
Yeah, absolutely.
At least try it, give it a try. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, we tried the Carolina one. That one was Carolina. Really good. And I think we tried the one that you mentioned, the Perry. Yes.
Another one is really good that I believe that is an all-time favorite for frying wings, Asian Cajun.
Okay.
It's more of a dry rub, but it is absolutely delicious. Like, the flavors, and it's really good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask, what is one of your favorite things about being in the food industry? Is it, you know, just getting to, you know, work with food? Is it seeing people's eyes light up with happiness when they take a bite out of the food that was created? I mean, what is some of your favorite things about owning a restaurant?
My favorite thing is when I see the our guests' face, mm-hmm. that they're satisfied, they're happy.
Yeah.
They compliment us with the food. Mm-hmm. And they walk out happy.
Yeah.
It just, you know, all the time and effort and the hard work we put in, that's when we know we mission accomplished.
Yeah.
And it means a lot to me to see them happy and satisfied we are with our food.
Yeah. Especially since, you know, you put so much, you know, labor of love into it, you know, so much passion, you know, I bet it's good to see, you know, that passion and energy pays off as well.
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
So, okay. And then, Naneth, I mean, I know you, do you cook at all as well? Or do you?
I do the best that I can to help out. But, Nate, I do love it when you said it's truly a labor of love.
Yes.
I think even from the moment that we were cooking it in the kitchen to, like, tossing it and to serving it, like, I really take pride in our food, that we do our best to serve the best.
Yeah.
You know, the premium chicken, you know, the ingredients that we use, and then just in serving it. And that is truly, I would agree wholeheartedly with Perry. It's so heartfelt when you see all the customers happy and enjoying, and like everybody's, like, families are together, and then regulars, you know, like, we know them by name, we know their order, and just like the interaction, like how they've been, it's just the community that we've built within Frying Wings as well.
Yes, so, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Awesome. Well, so that'll wrap up our first part here. Actually, we have one more question for you, is our silly question. So something to keep it fun and lighthearted here on the podcast. So our silly question for you guys is, would you rather have to cook and eat the most exotic thing you've ever eaten, or would you rather have to taste a 1 million Scoville hot sauce? And whomever wants to start.
Hands down, exotic. I'll go down to exotic.
So what would it be?
Just like anything that I haven't tried yet, I guess.
Okay.
Because I love just trying new things.
Yeah.
And like the uniqueness of flavor and what it. Sometimes we always refer to, it tastes like chicken. You know, like.
yeah.
But yeah, and I'm no good with hot sauce, so that is my.
Okay. Perry, how about you?
I would say the same thing, the exotic dish.
Okay.
You know, I, honestly, making these sauces gave me heartburn. It gave me GERD. So
I'm sure you had to have lots of milk with it, too, with the trial process.
I couldn't do anything hot no more. That's it. So exotic food, I don't care where it is. I'll eat it. I love food.
Yeah.
I'll go for it.
Yeah, have you guys ever tried like a million Scoville hot sauce, or like what's like the hottest that you guys? I know Naneth, you said you're not really too much of a hot sauce. So
I tried the atomic sauce from Wingstop.
Okay,
that was the hottest one I tried,
And do you know how many Scovilles that
I'm
is,
not or? Sure.
Okay, but really hot.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. A Bulldog sauce, it's 10,000 Scoville. So I think Atomic Sauce is most likely 100,000. But I know it's up there really high.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember I ate, you know, so I have a funny story.
Absolutely. Let's hear it.
Back in high school, first time I tried Wingstop, I loved it. You know, it was good. It was great.
Yeah.
So I took my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend, to Wingstop.
Yeah.
But she brought two of her siblings. And, you know, back in high school, I don't have a lot of money. So I ordered the 12-piece, and I got them, I believe it was garlic parmesan.
Okay.
And I ordered the atomic sauce for myself. So I know I don't have to share it. I love Wingstop. I hate sharing my food to someone else. So I bought the spices flavor.
No, that's
so I would tell them, oh, you guys want to try some? And they're like, no, thanks. So I was able to enjoy it for myself. And there's three of them eating a 6-piece wings. So yeah,
that's awesome. That's funny.
I do want to ask too. I want to ask the wing expert. What's the best way to get over like the heat? Is it milk, water? I mean, everyone has their own.
Yeah. Okay. So I've even seen people do like what's it called? Lemon juice with it too. Like yeah.
Okay. So when I was doing the research for the hot sauce, I would always have celery, a lot of celery, and I would just rub it on my tongue.
Really? Did it actually help? Did you feel like it was beneficial?
It did help.
Okay.
Like for instance, the atomic sauce. I was sweating. I was crying.
Yeah.
You know, there's no milk around, so I ordered veggie sticks and just rubbed it on my lip like this.
Yeah,
my tongue, rub it, eat it, and then rub it, and then eat it. it helps. Milk? Every time I eat something very spicy, milk is never around. It's usually the celery, so I haven't tried it with milk.
So now is there like an honorary like carton of milk always up at Frying Wings just in case you need it? Just like break emergency break glass in case you need it. Like.
We'll offer the celery.
Yeah, this is our go-to. This is what we offer.
Break in case of emergency.
Yeah. So awesome. Well, so that'll wrap up our first part here of our podcast. We're going to go into part two where we're going to talk more about Frying Wings. Until then, everyone, we're going to have a brief sponsor messages. We'll be right back after those. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Break Between the Podcast. It's Nate, and I hope you're enjoying our episode so far and getting to learn about Frying Wings and their reopening here in St. Charles. We're so excited to have them be back and reopened and serving their delicious wings and more at their shop. So hopefully you get a chance to go out and support them. We do talk later on in this episode that they are reopening on March 31st. This episode obviously is coming out a little bit after that. So they are reopened and ready for your business. We also have some brief messages here before we go back into the podcast, so without further ado, let's go right into it. With it now being spring, we have so many spring events coming up, such as the St. Charles Spring Shop Crawl, which will be taking place on April 13th and 14th. The Shop Crawl will feature 16 different retail locations here in St. Charles where you can shop until you drop. Come find some amazing deals, specials, and more at each location. Also, you'll be able to be entered to win our giveaway if you go and purchase something at one of the locations and submit an image of a paid receipt on our event page on our website, www.stcalliance.org/stcshopcrawl. You'll be able to enter to win a giveaway which is valued at over $900 and featuring many of the businesses that are participating in the shop crawl. So make sure to check that out. Make sure to check out all the information on the shop crawl on our website and go and have some fun. Again, shopping until you're ready to drop. There's also plenty more events coming up this spring between the Great Western Half Marathon and 10K, the St. Charles Fine Arts Show, the Chicagoland Gems and Minerals Show, and much more. If you want to find out more about those events, download our Travel St. Charles app, which is available on Apple and Android today. And it's so easy to download. It's free download, and you'll be able to find the events listed in there by date, but also be able to find out all the places that you need to check out here in St. Charles. So again, make sure to download the Travel St. Charles app available on Apple and Android. Also, one last thing before we wrap up the break between the podcasts is if you like our content and want to listen more, make sure to like and subscribe to our podcast, whether you're listening on SoundCloud, iTunes, or Spotify. It really means a lot to us, and it's the best way for you to make sure that you are getting all of our new content as it comes out. We really enjoy what we put out and hope that you enjoy it as well, and hope that you can continue listening to our podcast here into the future. That'll bring us to the end of our break between the podcasts. Let's get right back into the action to find out what's up, St. Charles. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the What's Up St. Charles podcast. We're going to go into part two now, where we're going to talk more about Frying Wings. So let's start with the basic stuff. So where are you guys located and what are your hours?
Okay, we're located at 610 East Main Street in St. Charles. We're right next to the post office and across the street from the library.
Yeah.
And our hours, we are open daily at 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, awesome. And so where did the name Frying Wings come from?
So the story behind the name, it was very challenging, problem. So one day we decided, let's meet up and we'll give each other 5 hours to come up with a name, and just brainstorm, just throw all the names you want to throw in there. So that's that's what we did. So the last two names that we came up with is actually Kung Fu Wings.
Okay.
Because we're, something represent Asian food,
yeah,
which is kung fu, and then frying wings. But so we chose frying wings, we looked at it as frying and the wings.
Yeah,
To keep it simple, frying wings.
Absolutely.
That's
and
it.
If you look also to Nate and Nick and into the logo itself, it's like, I think it says a lot as well, because even if you would see like the frying pan and how it's soft, even with the logo itself, it's like the frying pan, if you look into it, it has the sauces, and that's what we take our pride in, is
absolutely
really the sauces. And then the N is the chicken.
Oh, yeah.
So you can really look into it. And it's a lot of detail, and yeah, we're very happy, and we really think that it was that feeling of, that was really a good name.
Absolutely.
For us.
Yeah.
Gotcha. And the concept for the restaurant, when did that come about?
The concept. The idea started 2018.
Okay.
We were in the backyard where we were eating chicken wings. And I said to them, let's open a restaurant.
Yeah.
So, we were more focused on chicken barbecue, the Filipino style chicken barbecue.
Yeah.
But we love chicken wings. And then we love our chicken wings with rice. And that's what we realized. There, you don't see a chicken wing restaurant, having rice on the side. So that was the one problem that we knew that we needed to come up with. So we came up with Asian fusion chicken wings. There's one chicken wing restaurant, which is the Korean fried chicken, but it's not really chicken wing, it's not really Asian fusion, because they only stick to Korean flavors. So that's why we came up with Asian fusion chicken wings. So we have the traditional sauces and we have the Asian sauces. And I guess that's how we came up with the concept behind it, because we just wanted our wings with rice.
Yeah,
that's pretty that's much awesome. It.
That's yeah. I wanted to piggyback on that one. It is our love for rice, because we love rice. So it's having that traditional like chicken wings, and then having like kind of something comfort for us too, which is rice. Mm-hmm. So it has like, under one roof, it's kind of amazing. And I think that a lot of our customers too, like, that's different.
Yeah, no. I mean, my first time when I tried frying wings, like, I was like, fried rice with chicken wings? What? Like, and it was, oh my God, it was so, so good. So like,
thank you.
No, I'm right with you with the, when you're trying something unique and different, like, I think everyone just came in was just like, That's so cool that you guys offer that, because I haven't seen that anywhere else.
Yes, thank you so much. And I think that now we've expanded even our menu that like signature fries have been going off the charts.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
A lot of really amazing flavors for fries.
Yeah.
So I actually want to dive into your menu a little bit more. Obviously, you guys have fantastic chicken wings, you have rice, but what are some other things that people can order?
So, of course, we have our traditional, right? And then we have our boneless and tenders. Those are really popular, especially with our kids. And then chicken sandwiches. And like I said, the signature fries has been off the charts. Like,
and what are the signature fries? Just so...
Yeah, some of them I'll just mention. It's like, one is our whole shebang fries. Okay. It's a whole shebang Asian Cajun fries. Absolutely delicious. Toss in our house blended Asian Cajun mix, melted cheese, house blended ranch on top, and a sprinkle of our Asian Cajun on top. And my favorite is the bulldog ranch fries. I do not eat spicy, but that is addicting.
That's the one that you make the exception for.
I will. And also salted egg fries.
Okay.
And snow cheese fries.
Salted egg fries. That sounds like a dangerous combo. Dangerous in that I would be eating it almost every day.
Right. Like chips. But definitely the snow cheese fries. I would definitely that it's a good favorite right now that everybody's loving.
Absolutely.
So that's one of our newest flavors that we put out there.
Make me hungry.
I know. I know. What time is it? 11:17? All right.
I know.
A little bit to go for lunch. So I noticed you guys also have some retail products also available for purchase too. Mm-hmm. Can you touch on that a little bit?
Yeah, so for the retail part of it, it's a lot of our kind of Asian fusion too as well. So we have a lot of cup noodles that the customers do purchase, and they eat it with their chicken wings. So it's kind of amazing, you know? Yeah. And then a lot of varieties of like chips, and even like as Filipinos, you know, we always have, I think even in the culture of the Philippines, there's always that little mini store, like, right, that have that grocery store. So we do have some merchandise that we do sell for Filipino products as well.
Okay, absolutely.
Very cool. And do you guys offer, you know, catering? If people want to have, you know, a big party and order a lot of wings, do you guys offer that?
Yeah, yes, we do. We do have a family meal deal. Mm-hmm. You can go 30-piece to 100-piece.
Okay.
It comes with multiple sides and dipping sauce. So, yeah, we do have catering options.
We do a lot of them, especially on big events like Super Bowl or, you know, Easter, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Yeah. It's just because you can buy them by the tray and we'll, like, nicely prepare it for them. So they really appreciate it. It's like a one-stop shop, I think, you know. They can get their fried rice and their chicken.
Well, I remember we used your guys' catering. We did a hot sauce and wings challenge on one of our podcast episodes before. We guys used your – I think they were just the naked wings, and we dipped them in Gindo's hot sauce. And all the staff loved the wings. The catering was awesome. You guys did it so efficiently and amazingly. So huge kudos to you guys because they were really, really good.
Yes,
so,
they were.
So now we're going to get a little bit into a tough topic here. With, you know, recently, we know there was a recent vandalism that happened up at Frying Wings. And first off, I want to say I'm so sorry that that happened to you guys. And just want briefly just take us through what happened and, you know, that day. You know, because I saw some of the photos on Facebook and was just like, just kind of shocked at what happened. So if you don't mind talking about that.
Not at all. We would love to share about it. Really heartbreaking. I think that was my first thoughts coming into the, like, the parking lot was full of police, you know, vehicles and just like boarded down already.
Yeah.
And then so we did receive a call that Sunday morning that there was a break-in. So, of course, we ran over right away. And when we got there, really heartbreaking because I think it's something that we've worked so hard, you know, for. And
yeah, like we talked about with labor of love.
Yes. And like feeling violated, I guess, in a way, if you could say, you know. So, but so the intruder came through the front door, like broke the door, the window of it. And it's just like shattered glass all over the place and not even being able to get in first because, you know, the police had to do their investigation and everything, making sure that there wasn't anybody else on the premises because they were able to catch the intruder that morning too. So, you know, we are very grateful to the St. Charles police officers for all their assistance. They made it easier than, you know, what has happened. And then walking in, it was like just damages, like excessive damage that was unnecessary. That's how we felt about it. And like costly.
Right.
Like each equipment that was
broken. Yeah, I mean,
broken.
The glass and everything. Yeah.
The dining room was teared up, and even like the front service area to our menu boards, to the kitchen. It was, just a lot of damage. And I mean, we are still picking up the pieces, but, you know, one thing that gets us really going each day, to be honest, is the support and the love of the community.
Yes.
We've totally received like hundreds of calls, of messages, you know, showing their support in all of it. So
yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. And so yeah, and I want to talk about that too, is, you know, when I saw the pictures on Facebook, I also saw something amazing too with the comments in the section below of people saying, I'm so sorry that happened, we're ready to come support you guys when you guys are reopened and ready. So, you know, I want to take this podcast as kind of a rallying cry to say, hey, Fried Wings is ready for people to come support. So when will you guys be reopened and ready? Or are you guys already reopened? Or when can people expect to come back in and get the amazing food that you guys offer?
Right. No, we are not yet opened yet, but we are looking at actually this Saturday.
Oh, awesome.
For March 30th to reopen our doors. It's not yet all ready. I mean, the door is still boarded up. But, you know, because of the demand and, like, the encouragement of the people that have been calling and so excited, we would, you know, we're doing our best effort to make everything ready and ready to serve by Saturday.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. We're so glad to hear. And thank you guys for, you know, just your perseverance and your spirit here. I mean, it's truly amazing what you guys are doing. So huge kudos to you guys. And I know, too, one way that maybe people can support you, can they buy gift cards as well in the meantime, like online order gift cards or anything like that?
We'll have that option available soon.
Okay.
But for the reopening, we are looking at giving a gift as our thank you to the continuous support and the love, you know, that we wouldn't be here without the people.
Absolutely.
Without all of you, you know, supporting us. So we're very grateful.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm. Awesome. Well, excited to, you know, go and have some more wings when you guys reopen.
Thank you so much.
Where can people find more information in the meantime on Fried Wings?
Yeah. So please stay connected to our social media platform, our Instagram, our Facebook. And if there's any other details that you guys need, it would be on our Google page. Okay.
Absolutely. So awesome. Well, thank you guys again for coming. We got one more question for you. Is there anything, I know we kind of just talked through it a little bit, but is there anything else that you would like to say to the St. Charles community or about Fried Wings before we wrap up here? And whomever would like to start.
Okay. I think more towards, you know, we're grateful. I think that's the, after all this events that has happened recently, we believe that, you know, there's something best that comes out of it. Whatever purpose it was. So we are grateful to the community, to St. Charles. Ever since we've opened our doors to St. Charles, it's just been heartwarming. So we are thankful and grateful, and we are so excited, really so excited. So excited to serve everybody again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Perry, how about you?
I agree. We are very, very grateful. And I never knew the love and support from the community, from our guest. It really opened up my heart and my eyes that there's people out there that really care.
Yes.
And there's, you know, the prayer from the individuals, and it gives us inspiration to serve better.
Yeah.
And to be, you know, to just move on and not become depressed of the negatives.
Yeah.
So I like to thank the community, every person that really, you know, showed their love, their support, and our friends and family.
Yes.
And hopefully I can, you know, see them soon. Absolutely. Especially this Saturday.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, well, thank you guys again so much for coming in today. And like you said, you know, we have something really special here in St. Charles. Mm-hmm. Thanks to you guys, but also thanks to the community. So we're lucky to have you guys here as well. And, you know, I personally can't wait for you guys to be ready and open.
You
know, I'll be one of the first ones to come in and get get the golden Carolina sauce with some fried rice. So, but thank you guys again so much. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Of course. So that'll bring us to the end of our episode here. We'll have more episodes coming down the line. So until now, everyone, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you all next time.